Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, so this is the item 5.4, and I will talk about firewall aspects of H333 firewall traversal and the advantages of the new JK proxy solution. So let a brief overview of H333 protocol. The umbrella defines very few well-known parts. You can see what they are. All other parts are dynamically negotiated inside messages, the Q931, forcing registration, admission, and status messages, the H245 inside the Q931, as well the RTP protocol inside the H245 messages. So this means that all UDP and TCP ports up 1024 could potentially be usable. So firewall traversal of the H323 is complex. Why? Because a video conference requires many different simultaneous connections. All connections, except one, use dynamic negotiated ports, as spoken before. Video conference can start from inside as well from outside. We can have firewall with the net enabled. The endpoint can have sophisticated functionality, as dual video, H239, or encryption, H235. And we have also to consider that most of the messages are encoded with the ASM.1. So we usually consider two families of firewall, the packet filtering one and stateful inspection application aware. The first requires some stating ACL rules, while the latter are capable of identifying those ports that have to be opened dynamically, analyzing the messages inside the direct exchange between among the endpoints. So this is an example of what this means on a firewall perspective. So the first list the ACLs in a packet filter firewall. So there are many lines, and we have to reproduce these lines for each endpoint inside the internet. On the bottom, we see the simple two couple of lines when we are using an application-aware firewall. So at Telefix, we are using a Cisco PIX firewall. Cisco PIX firewall is an application-aware firewall. And during tests with various H333 endpoints, problems are emerged, in particular with dual video, as mentioned, and H235, so encryption capabilities. Also with some clients, Polycom PBX and XMeeting. It failed to manage the call control messages. In particular, as we noticed the inability to analyze the H245 messages when they are spread over many TCP packets, as often happens with endpoint with many capabilities to be described. It fails to manage the call signaling messages when it's present that a new gatekeeper or gatekeeper configured in rooted mode. So the bug problem is a bit complex if you have to run following commands and be prepared to send to Cisco a huge number of lines and open a case with Cisco. This is an adventure. So why new gatekeeper is a recommended solution? When a local gatekeeper is used, new gatekeeper is available freely under GPL license. It's possible to take control, and it's possible to take control over it. It can be activated proxy functionality. So normally a gatekeeper manages a register endpoint with the REST messages. Instead, signaling control media streams flow directly between endpoints. The picture shows this. This configuration doesn't have with firewall. We recommend to enable full proxy functionality on your gatekeeper. In this scenario, all traffic passes through the gatekeeper and nothing directly between the points. So signaling, control, real-time multimedia control streams. From a firewall perspective, the new gatekeeper could be located in a DMZ zone And simple packet filter ACLs have to be defined. So in this way, we avoid the fixed protocols in the firewall that fails. You can keep perhaps them for security, since it's possible to activate authentication and with various backend database systems and authorization policies. A new gatekeeper allow also the number rewriting, core route, support for natural VSL. Is H3250 it's LDAP aware and support in ARM. Okay. This is a basic configuration script. I have at RFX we have not enabled firewall, so this is not aware. But in italic, you can notice the two rules that should be changed to make it not aware. There are other methods to face with firewall traversal. STAN stands for simple traversal UDP through NATS. It's a protocol for a system device behind the firewall to find their own external IP address. Is not widely supported. It requires extra hardware. Shared IP, it requires a device that supports shared IP. Basically, it allows you to define, to set up the external address of your firewall, and that address will be used as a reply address for every transmitter. There is something new, the NAT H323 is a Linux kernel module that enables Linux firewall software connection tracking and network resolution of the H323 protocol. Then there are the proprietary methods of firewall traversal, Tamberg Expressway, Polycom Voice Video Interface Unit, Vucon Secure Connector, Vision Pathfinder. So notice that all these methods are difficult to be set up and maintained. So proprietary systems are expensive and usually require some extra hardware. There is a new ITUT standard. It's called H460.17.18.19. We have to consider that H323 is a framework, has a framework generic extensibility that allows the possibility to add features to the basic standard. So firewall traversal is managed by recently adopted some 2005 standards. Tandberg, Polycom, RedVision, and ATRA have contributed to these standards. In particular, H460.18 and 19 are already supported from some of them, and others plan to do it in the near future. GNU Gatekeeper developers have also agreed to adopt them in forthcoming releases. So in summary, firewall traversal of H323 is complex. Application with firewall such peaks may fail. GNU Gatekeeper proxy mode is an easy, cheaper, and valid solution. Works simply. Other methods as well, proprietary one, are not advisable. And we have take a look and control what's the evolution of H460 families of standard in the future. Okay.
Thank you very much. Do you have a short question, remote or local?
Paolo, it's Oliver. The H460, exactly how does that help firewall transversal? What's it going to do to help firewall transversal?
Oh. It's a bit complex, but in simply words, it's two kind of methods. One is tunneling. In the tunneling of signaling, it's the H460.17. The other two couple of protocols allow instead a sort of way in the, just like an FTP passive way from a firewall perspective. So you know. In this way, it's a client that informs the server of what should be the port that have to be opened. That sort of thing. So it's quite complex anyway.
Okay.
Let's go.